Uncle Jack, are you feeling better?
A little, darling. Your mother's not down yet?
No.
I wanted to see her before she goes out.
Oh, my God, Jack. Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? You're walking down the stairs.
I'm all right. I was tired laying in that bed. I wanted to see Blanche.
How are you going to get upstairs? You think I'm going to carry you? The doctor said you're not even supposed to go to the bathroom, didn't he?
You trust doctors? My grandmother never saw one in her life. She lived to be 87.
She didn't have high blood pressure. She never fainted on the subway.
She used to faint 3-4 times a week. It's in our family. We're fainters. Lori, darling, go get your Uncle Jack a glass of ice water, please.
Now?
Yes, now, sweetheart.
Jack.
That child is pampered too much. You should let her do more work around the house. You don't get healthy lying on couches all day.
No, you get healthy driving cabs at night after you work 9 hours cutting raincoats. You want to kill yourself, Jack? You want to leave me to take care of this family alone? Is that what you want?
You figure I'll get better faster if you make me feel guilty? I was born with enough guilt, Katie. If I need more, I'll ask you.
Sorry. You know me. I'm not happy unless I can worry. My family were worriers. Worriers generally marry fainters.
I'm not going to leave you, I promise. If I didn't leave you for another woman, I'm certainly not going to drop dead just to leave you.
What other woman? That bookkeeper, Helene?
Again with Helene? You're never going to forget that I danced with her 2 years in a row at the Commodore Hotel.
Don't tell me she isn't attracted to you. I noticed that right off.
What does a woman like that want with a cutter? She likes the men up front, the salesman. She's a widow. She's looking to get married.
You're an attractive man, Jack. Women like you.
Me? Attractive? You really must think I'm dying, don't you?
You don't know women like I do. Just promise me one thing. If anything ever happened with you and that Helene, let me go to my grave without hearing it.
I see. Now that you're worried about Helene, you've decided you're going to die first.